blessings that God has for us this day. All right, I need four ushers, if you would make your way to the front, two on each side, to help us take up our tithes and offerings here shortly. I got just a couple of quick announcements. I got two. I need two more volunteers, please. All right. First off, this was mentioned in Sunday school, but just so the whole church will know, many of you know Francis Batten that used to come here. Francis is not doing well at all. It says, Francis Batten, as of yesterday, not doing well. Nothing to eat for 3 days, drinking very little. She sleeps most of the time. Her breathing is shallowed and labored. There was an RN there Friday. I guess it's been taking care of her. And she was getting ready to go on vacation. And her comment was, when she got back from vacation, she didn't expect Francis to be with us. So we need to remember Francis, that the Lord would just have mercy there. And we know that his grace is sufficient. All right, let's remember Francis and the family. And also, just to kind of highlight, this is in the bulletin. Make sure you take your bulletin with you and read it. But for the July food pantry, which we are a big supporter of, and we provide things for that, the month of July, 24-ounce cans of Hunt's spaghetti sauce with meat, 15-ounce cans of pork and beans and tomatoes, okay, or tomatoes. So if you could at all possible pick up, you know, just two or three of these items and read what it says. It says, make sure that you get exactly what it says. For whatever reason, that's very important, and so that's what they want you to get. So if you can help with that and bring it in the next couple of Sundays, that would be greatly appreciated.
I can answer that question.
Okay.
There's so many families that they serve, and they want everyone to know that they're loved and treated equally.
Okay.
So if you have 15 ounces here and 2 ounces here, and you give them separately, it's amazing that they know.
Okay. Okay. All right. That answers that question. All right. We're going to worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings and get right into the worship service. Timmy, would you ask God's blessing on the offering in the service today, please? Amen.
This one's for you. You.
My love, my love, my love.
Thank you. right, get your hymnal turned to page 55. 55 as the choir goes down.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
All right. Anybody have a testimony before we bring the pastor up? All right. Well, Randy, you're already standing. Ask God's anointing upon the message today as Al brings the word.
Father, thank you for this beautiful day you gave us, Lord. We watch Carol work down to another Lord, bring us back to service here this morning. Thank you for the brother Charlie is teaching this morning, Lord. He's had a class, the Lord, that taught the little ones, Lord, from the small ones right up to the adults, Lord. We thank you so much for doing for us, Lord. You watched over us, Lord, through these floods and, Lord, these winds and the storms. Lord, we know there's coming today. We won't have to worry about those anymore.
Amen.
We ask you, God, right now, that you would bless Brother Al as he comes to break the bread of life, Lord. We know this is the most important part of the service, Lord. The singing is wonderful to prepare our hearts for the word, Lord, but we need the word to help us, Lord, each and every day. We ask you, Lord, to continue to bless our church, Lord, that it may grow, Lord, and we can see souls saved and die.
Amen.
Good morning. There was nobody here Wednesday. I think there was eight of us. And if you missed, you missed a blessing. I got to sing three songs. Yesterday, they let me sing one. But I had to start the other, and I have somebody sitting by me that knows music, sung all of her life, and she kept on going. You know, but I did all right. I did all right. I did all right. I tell you what, I appreciate the Lord. I'm getting a little bit afraid. The first hymn that we sung, these are the words. When I get in trouble, fighting for the right, I'm almost to the place now that I don't want to tell nobody that I'm Mexican. They're liable to try to burn my house down. You know, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. I don't think they would, but you don't know. There's some crazy people out there. Yeah. They look at you sometimes like, who are you? You know. I want to go to a book that's very, I don't know that I ever try to speak out of it. And it's not very big, not many chapters. And to me, this book illustrates the love of God and Christ for the church and his people. The Song of Solomon. Second chapter, I just want to use one verse. And I trust that you'll pray for me. I need your prayers. I'm concerned. I've said this and I'll keep on saying it. And that's part of my prayer. For our families, our children, our teenagers, even younger than that. If the Lord permits the world to stand, it's going to get rougher and rougher and rougher. And matter of fact, it says, they'll take your life or kill you thinking they're doing God's will. So I want you to listen to this one verse that I want to use. Matter of fact, let me read 14 and 15 of the second chapter. He starts out, I'm the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valleys. But in the 14th verse, it says, O my dove, thou art in the cleft of the rock, in the secret place of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thine voice, and the countenance is comely. I hope and pray that, and maybe they have, and I don't remember, that one of these days that one of these men that teaches and do a marvelous job will teach us out of the book of Solomon. It's a book fascinating. And probably to a lot, it's controversial. But as I said to you, to me, as I tried to read it and study and analyze it and go to my books, it tells me that Solomon was talking about the love of God and Christ for his people in the church. But down on the 15th verse, and I'll give you my translation that I got before I read it. Both resolve to keep anything from spoiling their relationship. Now, here's the verse. Take the foxes, the little foxes that spoils the vines. For our vines have tender grapes. We have come a long way in America. And I still say, and as little history that I know, the reason that this nation has been such a powerful, admired, looked up to nation is because his grace has been shed on us. These men from the beginning wanted to be set free. Aaron spoke a little bit on July the 4th. And the wife and I tried to put on call one our thoughts on it a little bit. That's where I began. I got to thinking, you know, not only the foxes, but the little foxes. What's taking place? It started in the garden. And Eve looked, tasted, It started, she couldn't refuse. The Lord told her not to eat of it. But it looked so good. That was the beginning. That was, you might say, the downfall of mankind. And from that time on, seemingly, we went down. I want to say to you, I'm concerned for our nation. God wanted us to acknowledge Him and to look to Him for everything. Everything. And if God rules and His Word rules, we cannot go wrong trusting Him. Don't matter whether you're brilliant or you're not, if you just begin to put your mind, your thoughts, your heart on the Word of God, you'll make it. Not only that, but you'll be successful. Why? Because God is on your side. And if God is with you, you can't go wrong. But over the years, little by little by little, they begin to try to discredit, destroy the Word of God, and do away with it. And guess what happened to the church? We've been asleep. We've been asleep. And here's what our attitude has been. Well, that's not bad. It won't go much farther. So the enemy is having a field day in the world. In us. In the churches. In the laws of God. They're trying to destroy them. The word that we build our foundation on, the word that brought us the right way to live, to be successful, we said, that's it. That's it we're going to go with. Over the years, these men of God have failed. What we need in America, as the little foxes, you see, is get back to the Word of God. The very Word of God. It's not contradictory. It's not wrong. But you know what? Over the years, we've gotten accustomed. And not only accustomed, but we've accepted it. And we said, well, we don't need that. So let's just erase it out of the book. We don't do that. We don't add, we don't take away. But when we go against God's word, we're in trouble. As a nation. And I want to say this to you. You know, and you've heard me say it, and I'm going to say it again. Don't be afraid to say amen. It's all right. It's all right. We won't cut you down if you say amen or raise your hand or praise the Lord. But we've accepted what Hollywood and the media and the ungodly crowd has shoved down our throat, and we said there's nothing we can do about it. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. You know what it's doing? These little foxes and foxes, they're nothing but termites of evil. That's all they are. Termites of evil. Destroying our nation. And I'm sorry to say this to you, and you probably won't agree, but that's all right. We become slaves to sin. Instead of God taking control and us putting our trust, our confidence in His Word, His Spirit, we've just hunkered down. and we have become nothing but slaves to that little word, S-I-N. It's been painted pretty. It was painted to Eve pretty. It was described what she shall do. And the word of God still says, thou shalt not, and it means thou shalt not. But let me tell you something. The word of God, sin, is a reproach to any people. A nation that forgets God will be turned into hell. And I'm afraid. I tell you this, I wouldn't want to be in law work. I would not, because of what they're trying to ridicule. I wouldn't even want to tell anybody what political side I'm in. That's wrong. For you not that have that privilege, you see. But schools have become jungles. They're not able to hardly correct them. Not all of them. And I'm glad that we have some teachers that, dear heart, know the Lord in their heart, not just in their mind. Not just in religion, but in salvation. But I'll tell you what, if they have their way, they'll quiet us all down. And we're just hunkering down, you see. Laws of God, erase them. Erase them. We don't need them. What has happened to our homes, to our families, to our communities, to our nation, to our states? Why? This state used to be called, you know, sort of backward, hillbillies, illiterate. But you know what? Sin is taking its toll in this state right here. Look what drugs is doing. Look what all these sins of immorality are doing, you see. And we don't need the Ten Commandments. We don't need them to rule over us. We'll make our own rules. And we have got accustomed to that garbage. I remember, and I won't even mention it, because, and I have before, but when two men or two women got together, we had a name for them. Now you don't even do that because you're discriminating. Do you think that God, when he made this universe, when he put it together, do you think it was Adam and Eve or Adam and Steve? Think about it. When he said, you and you unite, you become man and wife. But you know, we've agreed to let him. And the court says they have the right. Yeah. And you know the sad part about it? It's gotten into our churches and our ministers. Now, they might even want to close us at Gold Town. They might want to close the doors because I'm not going to do it. Yeah. And I don't think Jimmy and Aaron and Robbie will do it. I don't know. I can't answer for them. But I can tell you, for this fella, it's not right, and I'm not going to do it. I think it's an abomination in God's sight. I don't care what the judges are saying. I don't care what the laws are saying. In God's book, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. You see, but little by little by little, the termites are creeping in and creeping in and creeping in to the place we're looking and said, what is going? I'm afraid if our forefathers would come back and see what's taking place, even 10, 20 years back, what has happened to America. Yeah. They don't even want you to salute the flag. They don't have to. These guys that make millions and millions and millions of dollars, they don't have to. It's their right. It's their freedom of speech. If you don't like America and its standards and what it stood for, hit the road, Jack. That's how I feel, you see. And I'm almost, I don't hardly watch it, but I'm almost to the place that I'm just about doing away with sports in my, I'm not asking you to, I'm telling you for me. Yeah. Because they've become millionaires that are able to do what they want to do. But little by little by little, our nation, it's losing its freedom. And we're becoming, Father, accustomed. What has happened to the conscience that God gave us to know right and wrong? Even before I even thought about going to church, I knew what was right and what was wrong. But now our conscience has been seared. And we say, well, if God today, if God today, July 8th, 2018, if God today, if he would wake America, would it find us wanting in the balances? Would he? Think about it. Now, preacher, you're talking to the wrong crowd. Yeah. If we today, you know what they're telling me? We don't need for you to preach this bloody religion. That's not religion. That's the word of God. Without the shedding of blood, there's no removal of sins. That's what the word says, you see. And now I like that little sign in Pocatalico Church. Get right or get left. There is no place like hell, preacher. That's just in your mind. When you wake up and you're lost, you'll find out different. You're going to realize that there is a reality. What about the 16th chapter of Luke? No, that's not. That's not. Let's erase that one, okay? Yeah. When he told the rich man, when he woke up in hell. No, that's not. And then these celebrities in Hollywood, wherever, you know, they're getting bolder. And I'm going to tell you something, and I'm not preaching politics to you, but if we get the wrong parties and the wrong people in our Congress and in our senators, dear heart, they'll try to take every right away from us. Yeah, they're working on it. They're conspiring. They're wanting, dear heart, to do away and silence us. Well, they said, preacher, all this is right here is just a book written by men. The word of God says, holy men of old moved. That's through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. These holy men of God wrote and gave us the instruction. It was good. It's been good. It has passed the fire. It has passed the flood. And it's still going good today. I don't even know. I've lost track. It used to be the number one seller. Yeah. But they've come. Oh my. So we don't need this book that you call the Bible. And really, preacher, all you got to do is just be a good individual. Just be good moral. That's what some of them tell me. You see, I'm really tired, and I'm really sick of what they're telling me that I ought to be preaching, what I ought to be thinking, and quit being so narrow-minded. That's what they're telling me. Oh, he's the preacher. How do you hear that? I'm everywhere that I go. I'm hearing it, you know. But let me tell you something. This book has passed the test over the years, and it's still going to stand when the world's on fire. Yeah. What do you think that we ought to do, preacher? Now, let me go a little farther with you. Let me go a little farther with you. Now, this was for me, and I'm not, dear heart, telling you for you, but they're shoving this thing. The right to life. They say we're fanatics. And that women have the right to make their own choice, you see. But you know, do you know who gave life and who can take it? God. Yeah, God. And they're pushing abortion on demand. Can you imagine the money that has been gained, dear heart, by putting millions and millions? You know what they say? All it is a tissue. It's just gob. But in a few days, that gob, that tissue, has a heart that's breathing. You think about that. So that's more than, Jeremiah said, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. But we have put approximately, and I might be wrong on my figure, 1.4 million or more, let's say millions, put to death, and they sell their body parts. And you know what they say? It's our freedom. It's our body. No, it's not. God created you. God breathed into your nose, your nostrils, and you became a living soul. You're not your own. I don't care whether you know him, whether you acknowledge him. You were made in the image of God. And as early, listen to me, as early as 3 weeks, 21 days, the womb has heard a heartbeat. 21 days. And that's the tissue? My. It burns my heart. You know why I'm very sensitive to that? Not only because it's wrong, but if the woman that had our son would have listened to them, I wouldn't have a son. We adopted him. We wouldn't have a son. And we would have known the blessings of having a daughter and a son in our home. So I'm very, very sensitive to that, you see. What can we do, preacher? There's nothing we can do. They're the ones. We're the ones that elects them. It's our duty to check them out. You talk about fake news, they'll give you that just to get your vote. Yeah. And if they're in the wrong party, you ain't voting for him. I'm in the right party. What is it, preacher? God's party. God's party. Yeah, that's how I vote, according to the way that God, you see, tells me. I pray about it, and I want you to take action for me, will you? Whether this president has a very coarse voice or strong or sometimes, you know, be honest with you, I don't like his language at times, but I think he's trying to get America back on track. That's what I say, you see. Now, you don't have to agree with me. You know, they're calling him everything else, but you see. So what I want you to do, he has the opportunity to put in a conservative judge. I want you to vote. I want you to write letters. I want you to make phone calls and tell them my name is Jose Martinez. And I want you to tell me what's your feeling on the abortion issue. And if they say, well, when in doubt, don't. That's me. That's me. I'm not telling you, but I'm telling you, it's time for us to get on fire and get a hold of our congressmen, our senators, and tell them, I need to know how you're going to go. We have a chance to get America back on track. We have an opportunity. No, you say, that's politics, preacher. You're not supposed to be. If they throw me in jail, bring me some tacos, will you? But I'm tired. I'm really tired. I'm really tired. And I'm sick of it. Yeah. Well, now, everybody has religion, yeah, but not everybody has salvation. There's a difference between that, you see. Salvation comes from the Lord. You've been born again. You've been transformed. You've got a renewed mind. You've got a change of heart. You've got the Holy Spirit to comfort you. And he promised that he'd never leave us nor forsake us. Yeah. Well, now, preacher, you don't want to go to jail. I've been there before. I don't know if I ever told you, but I was on that book controversy. Yeah. They picked me up, the sheriffs. And he said, please don't do that. I said, I got to. I cannot condone those books, you see. I cannot. And the protesters that I was on their side, they went about it the wrong way. There was a Roman devout Catholic from California. Brilliant. And if they would have listened to him, we would have won this battle. But they wouldn't. And when he got back to California, they voted him out. I'll give you his name. You may not remember. Robert Dornan from California. You don't hear no more about him, but he's still fighting for the good cause. So we need to get back on track for the Lord Jesus Christ, you see. There's not many ways. There's not many ways. The Bible says it's a straight and it's a narrow way. But little by little, when we moved from here to Jackson County, we had to have our house inspected. And they come and they said, they're just beginning, termites. Those little animals did a lot of trouble to the home. And they had to put those things inspected so that I could sell it. Have you imagined the money that we're spending on drugs to try to get them well? Have you imagined what it's doing to our country? You see. And let me tell you something, folks. It's costing your money and my money. And by the way, they don't want to lose their funding. But you know whose money that is? Yours and mine. It's our tax money. And they're getting it. I'm fed up with this ignorance, you see. The foxes, the little foxes. Dad, you're a fanatic. You're an extremist. You don't know what you're talking about. I know God gave me a conscience. And before I even thought about him, I knew there was a right and there's a wrong. And if I go wrong, I'll suffer the consequences. And I'll guarantee you, God has it all under control. Yeah, yeah. He has it all under control. Yeah. He's not on a vacation. He's not sleeping and slumbering. He's not, dear heart, go on. He's on call. He has it all. As the song that they sing, he's got the little children in his hand, you see. And another thing, when you destroy a child, you'll suffer. That's what the Word of God says, you see. Forbid them not. That's talking about the children, you see. But God is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-sufficient. And do you know what God is will for our nation today? What, preacher? What? God's will is to bless America again. Yeah. Greater, greater. I remember. You see, I spent some time in foreign countries with the military. And they were not very good to speak about our nation that we call America or United States. Everywhere that we went, they would warn us, watch, watch, watch. Don't begin to talk out of turn. But God wants more than anything else to bless America again. Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, my, preacher. Can he do it? Let's put him to the test. Let's see what he's done already and what he can do now and tomorrow and the future. I think we need to turn America around. Yeah. We need to take our stand. And we need your heart to proclaim his name. You know, I've got brothers that need the Lord. Brothers that are not interested. I've got neighbors that are not. And I try to witness them. They don't want to listen. They don't want to listen. But I want to tell you, I want to get back on track. Don't forget that little verse. And one of these days, one of these teachers will give us the history. Yeah. The foxes and the little foxes that are spoiling the vines. My. The trumpet is about to sound. And it's time, as the book says, to seek the Lord till he will rain righteousness upon America again. Father, we thank you. You've gave me these remarks. And Father, Lord God, I've struggled with them. I've struggled with him. Dear Lord, because I know that the world is going to resist it. They're of the flesh. They think fleshly. They think evil, Lord God. And they've got to the place, Lord God, that they think right is wrong and wrong is right. But our Father, you've gave us the instructions. And God needs to bless America again. God needs to stand four square as our forefathers gave their blood, sweat, and tear to make this nation a nation of rules and order, a nation that would honor God. They left foreign countries, our Father, to be set free. And if, Lord God, if we don't get back on track, if we don't begin to pray and seek the face, cry out to you, if we, our Father, don't take our stand, against sin and unrighteousness and evil, Lord God. I don't know what's going to happen. Well, I do know, Lord, you're coming soon. We pray, our Father, you take these remarks, use them to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Stand with us.
Page 111. 111.
God help.
Oh, so are you weary and troubled?
Yes, yes.
No light in the darkness you see.
Yes.
There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free.
Amen.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and
for your undivided attention. Remember, tonight, Brother Robbie will be speaking. I'd like for you to come out. We need to get back to worshiping the true and the living God. We need for our homes to become homes of prayer again. God will bless. With your heads bowed. Yes. Amen.
And the two that I know are 9 and 7. And they play live music. Well, one of them plays live music. And they both sing. And then there's a friend of theirs coming with them. It's my understanding he also plays an instrument. It's a dying art. Playing live music is a dying art.
Yes. The Lord will be here.
Yeah,
that's the good part about it. Wednesday night, if you looked, you would have got discouraged. But we had a good prayer service. And I can understand families had to stay at home and visit with their families. I can understand that. You see, but Coming to the house of the Lord is a privilege.
Amen.
Yeah. And I don't know how long much more I'm going to be able to. I feel fine. I feel fine. Someone told me this week, they saw me working, he said, "You're going to have a heart attack." Well, if I do, look for me. I went home. I went home. Would you bow your heads? Lo, dismiss us.